Okay, so we are on, we're on Tess. We're on the, I think we're on the last line of Tess Orvez. Did you get all the way to the bottom?
Yep.
Okay, so I just want to thank Rabbi Blinder for pitching in the past couple of days. And also thank him for letting us know that he's available in the future. So
actually, today's Tess, isn't it?
Today's Tess, but we're on the bottom of Tess Orvez, the last three lines. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar says, HaOmer Pesach Pasuch Masatzi. Guy claims that I had bia with my wife on the first night, and she was not a virgin. That's a pasuch masasi. So neman la'osur alav. He is believed in what sense? And he's believed to asa her on him, meaning that he's believed in the fact that she had relations prior to their marriage, and therefore he cannot be with her. Right. So Rashi says, what's the case? Rashi says, ha'omer pesach pasuch matzasi. Now, why doesn't he just say that there's no blood, there's no dam basulim on the shushpanim? He says, v'tainas domim ein lo, why not? Kigon shehim yimishpachas dorkiti, she's from his family, she'ein lahem dam basulim, that whatever their genetic code has, they did not have dam basulim, could come on, like we'll see on tomorrow's daf. Oh, shenev domim menu mapa. He lost it, he lost the sheet, he doesn't have it, right? She'esh v'lo yada im hayadam im love. He didn't know whether it was blood or not. Avol zos berulo. But this is certain to him. She pesach pasuach matza, that he found an opening, and therefore she was not a basula, and therefore she cheated on him, and he's going to be usher to her. He can't be with her. So the Gemara is. So first of all, we have to ask why? Why is she usher to him? So basically, it comes down to it. Rashi says, "Neman laosar alav." The afo pi she'ena davar ze yochol lehisbarer ella alpiv. Even though there's no edim, the only evidence we have is just his testimony, right? Nevertheless, legabe nafshe havi mehem in l'shave alav chaticha diyasurei. Regarding himself, he's believed to make her a piece that's usher. So shave and nafshe chaticha diyasura. Aval lafsida ksuba. Rashi says to have her lose her ksuba lo mehemon. That he's not believed. He's only believed how it affects him, not how it affects her. That happens to be machlokas we've shown him. Rabbeinu Tam clearly says that he is believed to be master the ksuba based on the Gemara on Amud Beis. So how does shave and nafshe chaticha diyasura work? Right, so basically, there are two shitas are both brought down in the Achronim, both brought down by the Ksos and Simon Lama Dalid, Sifkat and Dalid. So first, he brings down the shita of the Mahari Basan, who says that the way it works is worse than we did neder. It's basically a guy taking neder, so I make a neder. She's offered to me. Ksos says no, it really works. We did a din of neamonas. A klape atzmo when it comes to dine mum, when it comes to. Right, the same way that a person's neman on atzmo, like a hodas bal din, kamei eidin dom, when it comes to dina mamonos, same thing applies here by Yisurim, that klape atzmo, he would be believed. So nafkamina could be between the two of them. Let's say he didn't realize the implication of what his testimony would bring. So gabe neder, you can have a faras adarim, and therefore it would be gone. But if gabe eidus, if it's eidus, who cares what you believe? It's automatically. What about if you had two eidim that are disputing his claim? He says A, and the two Edom come and say B. Well, now I have two Edom against him. So maybe if it go according to Din Nemanus, then Edus, the two Edom would win. Go according to Neder, I don't care how many Edom are against me. I took a Neder that this is the way it's going to be. That's interesting. Spend a lot of time on the Kal of Savinashi Chaticha Diyusura. Nevertheless, Rashi holds that he's believed only the Gabe Atzmo, therefore she's asked him, but she does not lose the Ksuba. And the Gemara asks, Vamai. Why is she asked him at all? Even if we're going to believe him that he found a Pesach Masuach, nevertheless, it shouldn't be enough for Ne'amanus. Why? Svek Svekuhu. I won't say double Svek. It's two Svekos. Right? Double Svek. Now you have to go into the concept of what Svek Svek is. How does Svek Svek work? But what are the two Svekos? Number one, Sufik Tachtov, Sufik Ain Tachtov. Listen, the only time she would become usher to him is if she had bia between the times of the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. Maybe he did find Pesach Pasuch, but it was before. She had the relationship before she was married to him. Right? Safek, Tachtov, Safek, Ain Tachtov. And number two, the Imtim Tzilomer, Tachtov, and nevertheless, maybe let's say, okay, Ain Lachanami, so she was in some between the two times, between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. So, Timsi Lomer Tachtov, Suffolk Ba'onis, Suffolk Ba'ratzon. Maybe she did it willingly, or maybe she did it unwillingly. So let's say she had bia between the time of the kiddushin and the nizuin. Maybe that bia was not willingly. So you have a two time suffix. So therefore, if it's two time suffix, it shouldn't be believed. Shouldn't have a problem. There should be the only reason why he's asked to us there is because he's suffix that it happened. There's no aid. This is just based on him. But then the answer can say maybe shabbin haskal b'kasura trumps b'tzveka. The Gemara doesn't go that way. Right? The Gemara says lo tzricha. The case that Rabbi Lezer is talking about is the Eishes Kohen. Right, Eishes Kohen. So there's only one suffix. But Eishes Kohen, the only suffix is when the bia took place. But how the bia took place, whether it's onus or ratzon, it wouldn't make a difference. Because an Eishes Kohen is also to her husband, even if there is onus. The Ibai Seima, another answer is the Eishes Yisrael, kikvon the kavul ba'avua, kidushin pechusa mibash shaloshan v'yom ha'achad. We're talking about a case of Kedusha Ketana, but really Kedusha Ketana, but she is less than 3 years old. Remember those days? The whole idea was get the girl married in order that she be protected. But nowadays, now you get the wife married in order that she support the husband. But you got to do it quick. Kegon dekabel baravua kedusha b'chusu b'ashal shalom yom echad. And here, so what happens? So even if she was nivola before the kedushin, the idea behind the Gemara's assumption is that if you have bia less than 3 years old, the basulim grows back. Right, so if the basulim grow back, and he found pesach basuach, since he finds a pesach basuach, it has to be after she was 3 years old, right, which is after the kiddushin.
Why it grew back?
But he found pesach basuach. Uh-huh. He found it open, and so it had to be that it took place.
I mean that she did it between the zuin and the kiddushin.
Right, between the zuin and the kiddushin, and it had to be after she was three, and therefore. It would be like any, just a single suffix. So now the suffix is only whether it was only super ratzon. Like the Eishes Kohen gets rid of one side of the suffix. This gets rid of the other side of the suffix. So here the suffix is only whether she was in super ratzon, and therefore it'd be sveka d'oraisa and we go to chumra. So how does sveka work though? That's the question they always ask. Major machlokas. So one of the simplest ways is the Rashba. The Rashba says just look on the percentages. One suffix is, 50-50 this way, 50 this way, 50 that way. And even if you go this way, there's another 50-50. So if you just do the percentages, it becomes less than 50%. There's a famous sheet that brought down by Shimon Shkop and Rav Soloveitchik has the same idea, is that when you're a sveka, there's just no leidas ha-suffix. It doesn't raise to the point of being a sveka anymore. This double suffix doesn't have a concept of leidas ha-suffix. There's another sheet that's brought down by the Pnei Yeshua based on the Rambam. I'm not sure I understood it completely. He basically says that the Rambam holds that any sveka the concept of sveka d'oraisa l'chumra is a din d'rabbanan. Right? When we say that sveka d'oraisa we go l'chumra, that's midirabbanan that we go l'chumra. So therefore, you have a svek sveka. So sveka number one we probably should go l'chumra, but that's only din d'rabbanan. And then we have another suffix on that din derabanan, so it's two derabanans, and therefore it doesn't rise to say that you're aser. So Gemara says, therefore we learn from here shavanash chaticha d'yisura, but only applies to these specific cases. So based on what we said before, according to Rav Elazar, the case is only where there's one suffix, and the chiddush of Rav Elazar is that even though there are no edim on the znus. And also, you can't clarify it because we don't have edim, we don't have the shushbinim, we don't have anything. Nevertheless, the person is believed to aser upon himself. Midadin shavin nafshe chaticha liyasura. So the Gemara asks, why do I need this to teach me shavin nafshe? I learned it already somewhere else. My kamash malan. What's Rav Elazar coming to teach us? We already tanina. We already learned haomer liisha. Someone goes to a woman and says kidashtich. I married you, we had kiddushin in front of Edim. They left, but I married you. Well, you and I are married. V'hi omeres lo kiddushani. She says, no, that's not true. So here she disputes the claim. And I don't know what the story is in the case of Pesach Pasuk Matzasi. Does she dispute it, or does she just stay quiet? What happens if she disputes the claim? Okay, here she disputes the claim, and she says, no, it's not true. We're not married. So he muteris bekrovav. Lagabe her, we view it as that she's not being married, and therefore she could marry his brothers and his family members. But him, the who aser bekrovosel, he would be aser. He in English, the man would be aser to all her krovim because he's neman laatzmo to say that this is the case, and therefore shavin ashach digali sure that she is married to him, and therefore if she's married to him, he'd be aser to any of the family members. Right? Rashi says. Hu asar bikrovosel biimo ubepita v'achosa d'shavino nafshe chaticha d'yisura v'hi muteres bikrovav sharei ena moda b'kedushin u'maseches kedush makvin la ba'omer kidashti b'fnei edim ba'ochlem minusayam. He has no edim. Right. So what's going on? So why do I need to learn again the concept of nafshe chaticha d'yisura? I already learned it. So Gemara answers, maybe there's a difference. Ma'lusim ha'asim devada kimlei. There, maybe you would say, okay, there's shavu nafshi chaticha d'yisura, because it's a bigger chiddush in our case. Because over there, guy knows whether or not he got married or not. It's clear. Yes or no? It's a yes or no question. Aval hacha, mekim hum delo kimlei. Maybe you would say, not everyone's a bucky in what Pesach Pasuach is. He doesn't know. He lost the damim, so the damim is out of the question. How do you take him for word, take his word? Maybe he doesn't know. How many times did he have this experience? So maybe therefore you would say that he would not be believed. So Kamash Malan, that once he claims himself that he's certain, Shavri Nafshi Chatil Yisura still would apply. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Umi Amar Rabbi Lazar Hachi. Does Rabbi Lazar really say that a woman becomes usher to her husband just via his Eidus, who says Pesach Pasuk Matzasi? That's enough to make her usher? The Gemara says, Bahama Rabbi Lazar, didn't Rabbi Lazar himself say, Ein ha'isha neseres al baila el al iske kinoi v'stiro stiro k'maisa shahaya. The only way that a woman can become usher to her husband is if you go via the route of kinoi v'stiro, where he says don't be with somebody and she is miyachi with somebody. They're edim to the yichud. That's the only time she becomes usher to her husband. Rishon trying to figure out, really, what about if he actually saw her having via with another man? What if he knows for certain? You know, what if they're edim? Somebody's been keen or vestira. So I guess the idea is, and the Gemara's going to say, when's the only time a woman is ushered to her husband without edus of the maisa bia? Is only by keen or vestira. Right? There's no, by keen or vestira, there's no edus on the bia. There's only edus on the stira that they secluded themselves. So he says, so Rabbi Lazar seems to be holding that the only time you can ask the wife on the husband without Edom is if you go through Kin Vistira, and like Kamaisha Shahaya, like the Maisha Shahaya that happened with Bathsheba and Uriah Chiti and David Melech. And we're just going to say, wait a second, but she wasn't Usser by there. She stayed with David and she had Shlomo. So what's going on there? So we'll have to retouch that. But without Edim, that there was Ziznus, and there was no Kinar Vistira, then there shouldn't be any Isser. So how does Rabbi Lazar say in this case that the woman is also to the husband? So Gemara says, Vitizbra, Maisha Shahari, the Kinar Vistira Hava, was the case of David and Bathsheba and Uriah, did that take place with Kinar Vistira? That there was no Kinar Vistira here. Uriah wasn't there. He didn't say, don't exclude yourself with the king, right? V'od Miyas Saruha, who said that she was also in the end to David and Melah? She wasn't usher. They stayed together. Let's read some Rashi's. Rashi says, "V'tisvara da'achi amar v'lazer ma'ish shahaya mihaya bekinoi v'od miyasru al uria di'ilu net." She couldn't have been an usher to Uria. Rashi says, "Di'ilu nesra al uria had she become usher to Uria, kishem nesra afal David. She would have been usher to David also, because if you usher the Baal, usher the Boel, not usher the Baal, not usher the Boel." So she wasn't usher to Uriah, because if she was usher to Uriah, she would have been usher to David. And since she wasn't usher to David, clearly she wasn't usher to Uriah. So the Gemara says, no, halo kasha, that's what the Ere says, ahachik amar, eina isha neseres al baila el al iske kino vestira, mi maisa shahaya. We learn it out. The raya is from the maisa shahaya with Bathsheba, the lo havi kino vestira velo it tasra. Since there was no kino vestira in that case, therefore there was no iser, right? Rashi says, ahachik amar, eina isha neseres al baila el iske kino vestira, maisa shahaya, mi maisa de Bathsheba anu lonum kain, shelo haya. Since there was no kino vistira, therefore there was no iser. So the Gemara says, "We call makom kasha." Nevertheless, there's a kasha. We see
just a way of using a proof. A proof is in this case,
right?
Where it didn't happen.
Yeah, I know. It's weird though. So there was no kino vistira. If you look at it, it's a little absurd. There's no kino vistira. So David, according to this, David has an illicit relationship with Bathsheba. Right? And there, but since there was no Kino Vistira, so therefore she's not usher to Uriah.
That he gave her a get.
Well, that's later, one of the answers to Gemara. We'll see that. It's only according to one answer.
It's always a shady story.
Right. So, but based on the stage we're on now, so there was no Kino Vistira. David and Melech has Bia with her, but since, and I guess you have to say that it was Onus because he's the king, but since she's not usher to Uriah, she can remain with
Onus with
David? Which is so he, because there was no kinu vistira, he forces himself upon her, he can stay with her. which is weird. He was only if you ask the boel, you ask the baal, you ask the boel. It's interesting. So because okay. Nevertheless, become come kasha because kinam v'stira in pesach pesul uchlo. You see, nevertheless, you just okay. The only problem we had was what the ma'aser shahayu was. But bottom line is, Rabbi Elazar said the only time you can be usher, the husband becomes usher to the wife becomes usher to the husband without edim, is if by through the conduit of kinam v'stira. Not if the husband says pesach pesulah. So how does v'stira between Rabbi Shitas and Rabbi Elazar? So the Gemara then asks, wait a second. And I sort of gave away the farmer, and he will tameich kino yustira in edim lo. It's only kino yustira that makes the rasa, but there's edim, there's testimony. That's not. We already learned the answer into the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ella, what's the case? Ella, hachik amar. This is what Rav Elazar said. Ein ha'isha neseres al baila be'ed echad, Ella v'shnei edim. So if a woman does not become usher to her husband unless there are two edim that give testimony that she was mizaneh, because it's a davar shebe erva and the davar shebe erva pachos v'shnayim. One witness is not enough. However, the kinoi v'stira, if he did kinoi, if he warned her in front of two edim and said, "Don't have yichu with this person," and then afilu be'ed echad, and then she had yichud. Then the field be'ed echad namish, he would be believed because there's reply medaver and one witness over there would be sufficient. And also upesach pasuach kishnei edim damin. The concept of pesach pasuach matzasi, which is shavu nafshe chadik lisura, is like shnei edim. So I think this is more of a raya to the side that says that shavu nafshe chadik lisura works beside edus, because the Gemara says shnei edim damin. So therefore we see, so the shnei edim, if he testifies that she's pesach pasuach to him, that's ki'ilu there are shnei edim shezinsa, because it's borer to him, and therefore she would be neseres. So it's not like, it's not that the only way to get, the only way to get to make the wife usher is kinoi v'stira. The only way to get the wife usher is to have two edim. By kinoi v'stira, since there's a raglan v'dover, one ed would work there, and shamei nashka v'chasira works like two edim. Okay. So the Gemara says,
basically, because there was no blood.
No, Rashi says because he found pesach pasuah. He lost the sheet. That's the first Rashi on the Amud.
What?
He lost? Right, Rashi says, "V'taymas damim einlo." It's not a case of where he claims blood. Kigon shehimish bracha tortaki she'einlem dam besulim osha nev damimenu mapa. Right, if he has the mapa and there's no blood on it, then you have. It's not just his word. There's edus. There's something there. The only claim here, Rashi, is that pesach pasuah. It's not a blood claim here. What?
First time in the
pesach pasuah. You missed it, but that's the Gemara then asked that. How does he know? That was one of the Havamim to say that even so, you can say pesach pasuah. You can say shavu nafshe chadik lisura. Okay, so the Gemara says, all right, fine. The case happened with Batsheva, v'pnei malo asura. Why was she not usher? There were plenty of witnesses to saw that they secluded with each other. Everyone sort of knew what was going on. Right, Rashi says, right, last Rashi, v'pnei malo asura al David, sharei edim harbe yadu. So the Gemara says, Hasam onus hava. David came onto Batsheva bal karfa. She wasn't willing. And therefore, since she was an ones, she's not usher to Uriah. And if she's not usher to Uriah, she's no longer usher to David after Uriah dies. Because the only time she'd be usher to David is if she was usher to Baal. And she's not usher to the Baal, so she's not usher to the Boel. That's answer number one. Not like you said before. Now what you said is the get. V'bais ema, or you can say that even without the idea of ones, it wasn't ones. Maybe you can say it was ratzon. Nevertheless, ki had amar Shmuel bar Nachmeni, amar Rabbi Yonasan, Kol hayotze le milchemes beis David, ges krisuv kosev leishto. They would write a get before they would go out. What did the get say? That is a major machlokes in Rashi and Tosos. Rashi says, ges krisuv kosev leishto sheim yamos b'mochama. If I die in the war, ye get me yom kisivaso. The get would be valid retroactively to the day I left. Vare meisuri b'mochama, and Uriah dies in battle. But that only means, until the time that Uriah died, she was not divorced. But once Uriah dies and the get is lamafreyos, then when David had Bia, she had be with her when she was a divorcee. Rabbi Natan doesn't like the idea that the Rabbi Natan doesn't like the idea of the get tonight. He says, "Perish bekunchers shem yamos b'mocham ye get mishas kivaso." The kashal Rabbi Natan, the imkain my kol hayotze. Where does he give his answer? He basically says, Rabbeinu Tam says it was just, it's a straight get. They gave a get that's chal right at the moment. They just did a pitzina. The people didn't know about it.
But no
it
was, get tonight.
What? No tonight. He does it straight. Right. So how do we know that they would go out? That they would go out with the get?
What's the one to get out tonight?
What?
What's the problem with that?
Because then when is it chal? Whereas the Gemara isn't getting that. Say if you say im lo bus, if I die, what happens if he doesn't come back? When is it chal? When is it effective? So he wants to get rid of the tanai. The long tosos and go through the tosos. He'll text, ask the question, but he says that's one question.
We just had that girl tonight. It was okay. If he said mihayom, it's fine. Like four nights of penalty, you know.
Right, because it says if it's Gemara in. Look at the last wide line on top of tosos. So the tanai misha afsu mahi ba'osan hayomim. So what does she consider during the time in between? So Yehuda Omer, Rei Keishis Ish L'chol Tevarel. She's considered a married woman the entire time. So that doesn't answer the question of David Melech having Rabia with her at the time. She's still considered an Eishis Ish throughout the time. It's a big problem, right? Yeah. It's not Chal till later. So whatever.
When it's Chal, it's my friend.
So, and he also says.
When did he die?
He died afterwards, and then he come back. Then David sends him out again.
So she was already pregnant by the time
right.
He was killed.
Right, and then also it says in Mace Muhammad, he doesn't like the idea. What happens if he doesn't come back? Is he taken prisoner? You could just change his name. He doesn't like that. He wants it to stay straight. No, all these different cases.
He doesn't come back with the camp.
But that's not what Rashi says. He says im yomus b'mochama. So Tosfos doesn't like that.
No, but he says here on the Akhud that Nai says if I die or if I don't come back. Prevent her from being in Aguna in case they don't find him.
Where does he quote, or if I don't come back?
This
from?
Get was given to her conditionally to take effect. If the husband dies in battle, it also serves to protect the soldier's wife from becoming an Aguna in case it should be lost in battle without his body being recovered or witness being able. According to the condition, I have to be worried in case I do not return at the end of the war and not simply in case I die.
That's Tosos, that's not Rashi.
That's Tosos.
Right, that's Tosos, it's not Rashi. Okay, fine. That's not what Rashi says. That's what Tosos tries to say. That's Tosos' problem. Im Yomus Mochama is not sufficient.
Right.
That makes it sufficient. Right. Okay, that's Tosos. Okay, that's Tosos on the bottom.
Do you disagree with the whole concept of Gal tonight, or just here?
No.
Here. Does it,
here.
Or you make a difference tonight. He doesn't agree with how Rashi describes it tonight.
But Michael, the Gal tonight only works for a coin. The regular one doesn't make a difference. You divorce or you get remarried.
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem with Rabbeinu Tam. You have the problem because
correct.
According to
only Kohen is what
according to Rashi, right? But according to Rashi, it's a get out tonight. According to Rashi, it's a get out tonight. So if he comes back, there was never a divorce. So the Kohen can stay with her. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a get from the moment you give it to her.
Works on the Kohen.
The Rashi.
No, for everybody.
It's more protective to Kohen. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it messes up a Kohen. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it'll mess up a Kohen because there's an actual divorce taking place right now. Okay, so Gemara says, how do you know that he did this concept of get al tnai? Dichsiv. It says, Vesachecha tifko l'shalom vesarubasam tikach. This is not by a battle that David was in charge of. This is the battle but with Shaul with Goliath. So Yishai sends David, his son, to go find out what's going on with his three brothers. And Yishai says to David, Vesachecha tifko l'shalom, go find out whether they're doing well, the es aruba som tikach, and take their aruba. So what's their aruba? So my the es aruba som tikach. So Tani Rav Yosef says, Dvarim hameoravin beino lebeina. You take the mixed, take the things that combine, an eight of us to combine, takes the thing that combine between him and her. So take away the thing that combines between her, take away the kedusha, which means get, which means bring me the get. Right, Rashi says, Dvarim ha'mu'uravin beino lebeino elu hakidushin. So tikach, take, Rashi says, tito mibneim how do they get? So remove their aruba, which means get to get from them. So David says, David learns from his father that when you go to battle, you should take, have this get. Fine. So now, back to what we said before. Rabbi Lazar had the concept of someone who says Pesach Masuch Matzasi. If you don't have the Svek Sveka, Neman lo Osra Lov. He's believed, and she becomes Osra to him. And we don't say what you said before, that since he's a Bachar, maybe he's not Bucky with Pesach Masuch. If he is certain, you have the concept of Shavli Nafshei Chaticha Yisura. Again, only if you don't have the concept of the Svek Sveka in here. So Amar Abaye, Abaye is going to try to say that we also have a proof to the concept of Shavli Nafshei Chaticha Yisura from our Mishnah. Amar Abaye, Af Anan Nami Tanina. We also learn in our Mishnah, in accordance with, it's a riot to Rav Elazar, that someone's neman to believe Pesach Pasuk Matasi, because we said in our mission as follows, Besula Niseis Liyom Revi. The Besula is supposed to get married on Wednesday, because we said that the Batei Dinim were sitting on Monday and Thursday, and if he marries her on Wednesday, then, and he has a claim of Pesach Pasuk, he has a claim of Tainus Besulim, right, he'll go to wake up early in the morning and go to court and testify. So we say Liyom Revi in, he should get married on Wednesday, but Liyom Chamishilo, he cannot, should not get married on Thursday. Umay Taima, what's the reason why we don't want him to get married on Thursday? If he gets married on Thursday, he has a claim of Besulim, let him go to court on Monday. The Gemara says, Mishum Lakuri Daite. We're worried he'll calm down. We're choshesh that he'll calm down. Maybe from Thursday till Monday, he'll calm down. He won't be makbid, and he won't come and claim that he didn't find the Besulim. So Lemai. So what are they worried about? That he'll calm down and therefore what? So he'll calm, Lemai. Ilim Mesa Laksuba, if he'll calm down and therefore just give her, and you know, say, you know what? She was Mizana, but I'll give her the ksuba anyway. He'll calm down from being so upset with her, and he'll give the ksuba. So who cares? He'll give her the ksuba. That's on him. That's not us. There's no isser involved in giving her money. It's just that he doesn't have a chiyuv to give her the money. So lamai, ila mesa la ksuba, nesifla. Give her the ksuba. What do we care? What's the big deal? So the Gemara says, Ella, what's the chash? It's la osra alav. We're worried that if he really did have a valid claim of besulim, then she should be offered to him. And if he calms down and is not makbid, then he'll live with her in sin. He's not allowed to be with her. Right? Ela lo osro lov. Vidika ta'in taina. He makes the claim that he didn't find besulim. Right? So what's the claim that he doesn't find the besulim? There are two claims that you can deal with when you don't find the besulim. Number one, you can claim that, Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, or you can claim that there was no dam. Right? So the Gemara says, what's the claim he's making? So here we're saying he has to go to court the next day, because if he waits, he's going to calm down, and he's going to be with her. And if, meaning that he's neman to make his claim. So what claim is it? My lad, the Katarin Tanis Pesach Pasuach. Must be that he's making the claim that Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. And therefore and the Mishnah is clear that he's believed, because we're worried that he's going to calm down. So Gemara says, no. The claim could be, not Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, the claim could be, the Katarin Tanis Damim, that he has the sheet, and he says there's no blood. This is more than just his own word. He has evidence. That's the case. That he has evidence. And
if you say I had an accident, I felt.
Okay, so now you. Okay,
and
so
there's no witness.
Fine. The end of it. Fine. So now you at least you go into court. You're having a court case.
But what's the court going to do?
What?
She claims I had an accident. There's no witnesses to anything. You can't prove she's
Mizani. So then you have the case. But he claims Pesach Pasuk Masasi, and she wasn't a Basula. And he's believed. Listen, you have to go have a deal. But the two Adam come, or two other two Adam come.
Can you have a conversation?
That's another question.
Doesn't exist.
All right, maybe not. Maybe not. The way your relationship with your wife might not necessarily have been the relationship that they had with their wives back then, especially when they're getting married between the ages of 3 and 12 and stuff like that.
Of course, he knows at 12.
Right. Well, they had the other people knew how to have bia, right? They had the pekiyim. They knew how to have bia without being going through the basula.
Watch the video.
So I don't know.
What did we say before that he has to pay the basula if he comes along with the claim of dam?
So according to Rashi, he would still have to pay the basula. No, not dam. The claim of pesach pasuach.
No, I didn't know it. I said dam.
We didn't have that case yet.
Right now.
Came
with the case that...
The Katoin Tan is Danim. So he has the case now. So if he has a Raya, then there's no Ksuva. If he has a Raya, then there's no Ksuva. She'll counter. But if they come to the finish line...
He has a clean sheet.
Correct. Where's the blood?
So he has a
Tain.
He doesn't have to pay Ksuva.
Would not have to pay the Ksuva in that case.
The only problem they have is if it happened during that 1 year.
Correct. So we have to go... So we have this, right? So we have these all these Svek Sveka cases. Did we deal with that as well?
Right.
He says, "Lo de gatorin tanis damim." So it's not a raya, because that case is not, Rav Elazar's case was Pesach Pasuach, and here the Mishnah may not be dealing with the case of Pesach Pasuach, maybe it's dealing with the case of Taimus Damim. Okay? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Now, Rav Yehuda, this is where Rashi said previously that Pesach Pasuach, she does get the ksuba. I said before that Tosas argued, this is why Tosas argues, because Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ha'omer Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, Ne'emon Lahafsi Ksuvasa. He's believed all the way, and she's also believed that he doesn't have to pay the Ksuva, which is really a strong belief. Right, Rashi says, Lafsida Ksuva, Al Pi Atzmo. Every time of the command, Mefarish Chazaka, Enel Torah Pesudasa Mafsida. It's a Chazaka that the person is not going to put all the expenditures out for the wedding, and then just make a willy-nilly claim. If he's making the claim, then after he put all the expenditures for the wedding, he's going to be believed, because why would he? There was more money. There was more layout.
That night he found out I don't like her.
Right. So then that's why we're believed, because otherwise that's why he's believed. Right, that's why he's believed, he's not going to make this claim lightly, because he just spent a lot of money on the wedding.
Right.
It's the raya that the chassan has to pay for the wedding. Not the chassan's family. The chassan has to pay
for
the wedding. Yeah, that's right. I get work out better that way. Not that it doesn't matter. Okay. So, Amar Rav Yosef, Maika Mashmalon. What is he coming to teach us that he's believed to for the ksuba? Tanina. We have it in the Mishnah on Dafyud Beis. Now remember, we came to this course before, I think in Yevamos a few times, that the minog in Yehuda was that during the Suda of the Erisin, which was the stage one of the marriage, during the Suda of the Erisin that took place in the Beis Kala, imagine, at the Lechayim, right? At the Lechayim, right, where they had Erisin, so the Chasin and Kala would have Yichud together. Machlokas, whether or not they would have Bia or not, or whether they're supposed to have Bia or not there, but they would have Yichud in order to Sheyelibo Gaspo, and he had this love for her, right? So therefore the Mishnah says, there's a Mishnah on Dafyud Beis, Ha'ochel Eitzel Chamiv Bi Yehuda. So the guy is eating by his father-in-law's house in the land of in Eretz Yehuda at the Suda of the Erisin.
He's saying during the whole year, here in Rotsburg, during the control period.
Rashi says Biyam Shabani was in the Sum. Okay. So he's in his father-in-law's house during the Arison period. Shalob Eidim, and he has Yichud with her without Eidim. Eino Yochol Liton Tainas Basulim. He can no longer make a claim of Tainas Basulim at the wedding, because we'll say that you also say that you had beer with her at the, you know, when you were at the Averson, the time of the Averson, right? Because you're having yichud with her beforehand, right? Rashi says, "Biyehuda hayu miyachdim osam kedei yilivo gaspo." So therefore, so Mara says, "Biyehuda hu delo matzi toyin." It's in Yehuda he can't make the claim that of tainus besulim, because he had yichud with her beforehand. Ha begolio.
But if he didn't have beer with her, he can say, "I never had beer with her."
But there's no edim here, so we're going to assume.
But there's no.
He can't make the claim. He can't make the claim. He just can't make. He can't make the claim because there's a counter argument. He can't make the claim. Basulim claim. Well, all right. Maybe because you had beer with her. Oh, I didn't. But maybe you did. So this is a counter. So therefore, he's not going to be believed in that case, right? Rashi says. But he says, "Ein yochel litton tainus besulim kishet takanis lechupa mipnei shemis yachidim abe Yehuda hayim shiachim osam kadesh yilibo gaspo."
So Yehuda they can get married every night, apparently.
You would think. Why should there be a restriction of, if the whole point is that Shema Yashkim and what's a big deal? He can never have that claim. So I guess, and Yehuda, if they had yichud, I guess if they didn't have yichud, maybe he didn't. Maybe they were from and they didn't go that route. I don't know, but Yehuda hu delo matzi toyin, habegalil matzi toyin. But in Galil, you can make the claim of that he didn't find Basulim. So lemai. So what claim can he make? Right? E la osra alav. If he's making the claim to make her usher to her, but Yehuda amai lo. So what's the difference in Yehuda to make her usher? So like Marcel said, well, if he claims it, then believe him. For shavu nafshe chetir di yisura. he'll make the claim, and therefore someone has to go sue her. Right? Rashi says, "Behuda amai lo haomer pshitali shelo basi aleha." I know for sure I did not have bia va'vade me acher zinsa, and it was definitely from somebody else. So shavei alei chaticha diyisura mali galal mali Behuda. Exactly what Marcel said. Let him be believed. At least for Gabe himself, let him be believed, because he's certain that it wasn't him.
How is he saying vada me achar zinsa?
Because it wasn't me.
Maybe he was before the whole engagement. Why did he say vada?
Because again, you have to deal with the sveksveka. Each time you go here, you have to deal with the sveksveka.
Shema.
Right, how
are
you saying
vada? Shema.
I know it was after we got there. I don't know.
No, Shema. He's not, it's vada me acher zinsa, from somebody else.
What's his claim?
Not afterwards,
it's from somebody else. Not achar, acher. But it's any ruach vashma, but it's any ruach vashma acharei rash gadol, acharei rash gadol. It's acharei, right? That's not after, but behind me. So achar, somebody else. So lamai, ilo osu b'yehuda mailo. Elalav, what's the case over here? It must be the case of lafsida ksuba. Udekatoyin, he makes the taina of... must be the case where he's making the claim of Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, and therefore, and he would be believed to be Masid Ksuba. So that's exactly what Shmuel said. Why does Shmuel have to say it? It's in our Mishnah. Because in Galil he's believed, it's a claim of Pesach Pasuach, and in Galil he would believe to Masid Ksuba. So Gemara says, who says that it's the claim of Pesach Pasuach? Maybe the claim he's making is Damim claim. There's no blood here. Lo, the Katoyin Tainas Damim. Right, Rashi says, let's read the Rashi. So he says, right, El Alav Lahafsik Subasa. Yehuda, by Yehuda, he's not going to be believed that because maybe you could claim that he had beer with her by Eirsin. He's Asur because Shav Nasik the Surah, but it's not going to apply to her. Ubi Galil, Matzi Toy in the Halonis Yachid. But by Galil, you can make the valid claim because there's no Yichud in Galil. In Galil, they wouldn't have had Yichud, and therefore, he would be believed to be Master the Ksuba. So, my love, the Katoyin Tainus Pesach Pasuch Matzasi. Must be the case where he claims Pesach Matzuch Matzasi, which is the Alpha Gav de Ain Aden Bedavar. There's no evidence at all here. The lo taina mucheches elas samchinam. We're only so much on his words. Nevertheless, right down mina, because we say ilav de kushta who lo hayimavsi zudaso. Because if not telling the truth, he wouldn't have wasted all that money on the wedding. The imhaya sona mitchila. If he really, in your case, if he really hated her to begin with, right? If he had hated her beforehand, if he was loath to her, he would have divorced her. He wouldn't have gone through the wedding, right? And nowadays, who knows? You have such vindictive individuals. Maybe they would. In Yehuda, he's not believed the Gabi the Ksuba. Shema Baal Bimei Eirsun V'Shachach. Oh, maybe he just didn't know. In Yehuda, the idea is that he doesn't have this belief because there was Yichud. Maybe he had Bia during the Yichud. So you see here, the claim of Pesach Pasuach in Galil is Neman to be Masa de Ksuba. Where it says, no, lo de katoin dinas domim. It's not a case of Pesach Pasuach. It's la'olam emelecha bedavar. Maybe you could say bedavarsh enu yachal levarero enu nem lahasik zuasa. Maybe Pesach Pasuach, which is something that you cannot prove one way or another, he would not be believed to be Master the Ksuva. The case that we deduce from the Mishnah that in Galil he is believed for the claim, and therefore he is Master her Ksuva, that's the Katoin Tainas Damim. Right? Kigon Shahayula Shushbinim, Shashimshu Osan, Velo Nasis Ona Bedavar, Velo Ra V'Ibed. He didn't see it. There's nothing there. There's no blood there. The Taina Brewery, that's a valid full claim. In that case, he would be believed to be Masid the Ksuba. But who says, by the case of Pesach Pasuach, he would be believed to be Masid the Ksuba?
He's making the claim. Shushminen or him?
He's making the claim with his proof.
There's no blood.
There's no blood. So there's evidence.
How is the difference in Pesach Pasuach?
Pesach Pasuach, what do you have?
He lost
Pesach Pasuach. In case that was that first Rashi, there is no blood. There's no proof. He doesn't have the Shushbinim. He doesn't have it.
Right.
So there's no evidence one way or another. He lost it. That's what Rashi said. He lost it. There's no evidence because he doesn't have the sheet. A case of Damim, he has it, and there's nothing on it. So there's evidence. So in that case, he's Neman to be Master the Ksuba. In the case of Pesach Pasuach, he doesn't have evidence. It's only his word. So maybe you would say he's believed the Gabi himself, but who says he's believed the Gabi the Ksuba? Okay. We'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow.